Well, this is happening at a time of diplomatic tension between Beijing and Canberra. So to discuss the road ahead, I spoke to Natasha Kassam, who worked as a diplomat in China. She's now a research fellow at the Lowy Institute, specialising in Australia-China relations.
I think we need to accept for Australia that conflict is going to characterise our relationship going forward. China is an expanding power with rising interests, and we're seeing that increasingly as we are bullied or taunted in various ways. The thing is, this is going to become relatively normal, and so what we need to focus on is how we manage that. We can't expect to go back to 2014 when Xi Jinping was addressing Australia's parliament. It's strange to think that that happened only 6 years ago, but things have really changed since then.
So it's a new normal, as you say, and conflict will continue to characterise this relationship. There are huge diplomatic tensions. We've heard about the threat of cyber attacks just this week, claims that Australian agents have been caught spying in China. So this tension's ramping up. And it's come at a time when our economic relationship with China needs to remain strong. So how do we manage that?
There are a few things that I think we can do. One is that we need to accept that this is going to become normal. But secondly, that we aren't alone in this. China is embroiled with disputes with countries across the world. It's not just the United States, but Canada, France, the Czech Republic, the United Kingdom. There are so many other countries that in the past have been accused of espionage. There are even more that have had economic coercion leveled at them in the way that Australia has over our beef and barley industries. So again, recognizing that we're not alone. And then, although Australia has a closer economic relationship with China than many countries, the narrative of Australia being overly dependent on China is not a helpful one. There are certainly some sectors in Australia that are particularly exposed or vulnerable, but it's more important that we recognise the interdependence between Australia and China's economies. Australia doesn't sell a third of its exports to China because it's a charitable country. China doesn't do that. It's not doing us favours. It's that we have very complementary economies. And so even though China buys a third of our goods and services, we have to remember that more than 70% of that are resource commodities. These are vital inputs for China's steel and industrial sectors, and these are going to be central for China's economy to recover from COVID-19.
In some of the analysis of this announcement today, I've been reading the perspective that under Xi Jinping, China has cast aside this pretense of mutual respect. It's now striving openly for dominance. Is that your view, that China is increasingly and openly seen as a threat?
Certainly the Australian public is starting to see it more in that way. You can very much see that Australian trust in China has declined dramatically. Confidence in Xi Jinping is very low. We can see all of this in recent polling. But I think it's important for us to remember that I don't think China has necessarily changed in that way. What we can see is that for decades, China has been telegraphing its strategic ambitions for the region, and it now has the increased capacity and confidence to act on those ambitions. So I do think we were always heading in this direction. Perhaps it's been somewhat accelerated by other factors in the world. But China hasn't made a secret of what some of its ambitions are in the region.
And when we look at that fine line between being vigilant over issues like national security while still ensuring China trades with us, what impact could that public perception issue have when it comes to Beijing-Canberra relations?
I think it's really challenging because the China story in Australia has fundamentally changed. If you think about the relationship Australia has with China, a few years ago, this was something that we talked about on shows like yours, but it wasn't in headlines in every broadcast and print media outlet in the country like it is today. So you can see Australians have much more awareness of China's behaviour, but they're also responding to that increasingly aggressive behaviour, whether it's genocide in Xinjiang or the national security law in Hong Kong or Wolf Warrior diplomats. That public perception will constrain the Australian government to some extent if it did want to take a more cooperative approach to its relationship with China. There just simply isn't the public support for that. Having said that, I don't think the government is looking at China in that way. I think it's trying very much to stand up for its own principles and to protect its national security while ensuring that that economic relationship can continue to grow.
Natasha Kassam from the Lowy Institute there.